This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. This is the Ease On Down the Road edition. This time brought to you by the New York Post, that bastion of journalistic integrity. Caitlin McCormick with the byline. The headline reads, new wavy road lines to curb speeding in Pennsylvania perplexes residents. Quote, it felt like a roller coaster, unquote, unquote. A Pennsylvania town painted curved road lines down a residential street in a traffic calming initiative that they hope is going to do something about reckless driving. Many residents were left wondering if police would think they were drunk if they followed the new squiggly lines. We're going to include this in the show notes. There's a picture of it.
Seems like an...
It's a terrible idea.
Oh, it's not... And it's not a... I thought that this feels like an April Fool's joke.
Montgomery Township, just outside of Philadelphia, has new curvy lines down Gray's Lane, complete with curb extensions. Officials in a statement on Facebook said these traffic calming measures are being installed due to the numerous complaints, concerns we have about residents about the speedway this street has become. Despite the good intentions, locals say they don't understand why anyone thinks this is a good plan. This is not the design to go to. There are other options out there, says resident Mike DiLorenzo. I think they should have gone another way. Another resident said, I think speed bumps would have done a lot more to slow people down on this road in particular. Many residents said that they are now ignoring the lines entirely.
Yeah.
And driving down the road like they always have. Others joking that the crew must have been drunk when they painted the lines.
Because we've seen traffic calming measures throughout this. Milwaukee's especially getting them. But you know what? People who want to drive, however they want to drive, they ignore the traffic calming.
Of course.
So they're not going to drive. They're gonna be like, at the very worst, they're going to pretend they're in a race.
Yeah. I don't know how well thought out this was. If you were to drive like that down the street and follow the lines, the police would think you were drinking and driving and pull you over. Looks like you guys gave creative license to a class of kindergartners.
Even kindergartners would be like, this is weird.
You don't do that. I thought it looked a little crazy when I saw the guys do it this morning. But it makes sense to me, says the outlier resident, because people are always going way too fast down this street. A lot of people thought it was an early April Fool's joke.
There's always one guy in the neighborhood who's like, that seems like a good idea. Okay, Steven.
They did have to confirm that this is a legitimate precaution. Squiggly lines instead of squiggly yellow lines down the middle of the street in Pennsylvania.
I think we're going to have to keep up and see if there's an update on this one.
They repaint them?
Like Pennsylvania worker gets fired for a wavy lines scheme.
Yeah, exactly. That wraps up today's edition of...
This shouldn't be a thing.